Although Buddhist tantric scriptures are sometimes called tantra because they reveal tantric practices, actual tantra is necessarily an inner realization that protects living beings from ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions, which are the root of samsara's sufferings. Okay, the endless cycle of birth, sickness, aging, death, and many other fears and dangers, you know. It is just like all of these, although we experience these sufferings, sufferings of birth, sickness, aging, death, many fears, dangers, physical suffering, mental pain. Although we experience these are all merely the appearance of an impure mind. If we purify our mind, then these appearances of suffering, pain, fear, danger, cease. This is very profound. You know. The only method to purify the mind is spiritual practice. You know? There's nothing you can order online to accomplish this job. There's many things, you know, to superficially clean our body. The endless products for this. But no matter how much we clean this body, no matter how much organic food we give it, no matter how much exercise we do, nothing will prevent this body from finally decaying. Nothing. You know? Fortunately, this body does not truly exist. It exists in functions, but it is merely the appearance of an impure mind. But our body is not impure from its own side. Okay? Our body, for us, if we have an impure body, it is merely because our mind is impure. When our mind becomes pure, we naturally have a pure body. So we need to abandon ordinary appearances or ordinary conceptions. And tantra is the method to protect us from these. We can then be free from samsara sufferings. Tantra, secret mantra, Vajrayana are synonymous. The four complete purities are the pure environment, body, enjoyments, and activities of a Buddha. Anyway, there's a couple more paragraphs about how to transform worldly pleasures according to the four classes of tantra, and how receiving tantric empowerment is the gateway through which we enter highest yoga tantra, and it sows the seeds of the four bodies of an enlightened being. You can read. There's no time tonight to talk about these. But what is important to realize is that every living being, all beings who presently appear themselves as ordinary, have within their heart, spiritual heart or heart chakra, the indestructible pure potential to accomplish the pure body, pure mind of an enlightened being. Okay? This is what is called our Buddha nature. When we develop compassion for all living beings, we are awakening our Buddha nature. Okay? And then through practicing Buddhist teachings of highest yoga tantra, we can liberate our Buddha nature from all obstructions, including ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions. And then we will become ourselves an enlightened being. You know? As Venerable Gasha said, enlightenment actually is very simple. All we need to do is apply effort to purify our mind. So in Tantra, the principal objects to be abandoned are ordinary conceptions and ordinary appearances.